I found some stark figures. First of all, it is true, the service are operating at 50% of their staff. So they have seven staff and they're missing unfilled seven posts. And then in terms of the numbers of waiting, of children waiting in 1 year from March 23 to 24, we're looking at a 200% increase. So there were 178 children waiting, which is unacceptable, and now there's 497. And also for continuing treatment, which we know is essential. We know that early intervention improves children's outcomes and leads them to live full lives. Well, there's a 100% increase in that, from 209 children waiting to 440. So this is really unacceptable, really. And when I asked the question, what was happening? Well, I got the answer that yes, it's unacceptable, the waiting times at the moment and waiting lists, but that they were going to monitor the situation and they would take action. But you see, David, you know, the embargo was lifted in July. It's now October. 1.3 billion was given to address the staffing issues. And my issue is why these posts have not been filled.
And councillor, I guess people could almost be forgiven in the sense if they don't realise how urgent these services are, because, you know, people might think, oh, well, you know, a surgery, that's a health service that's very urgently needed. But this is time sensitive in the sense that what these maybe children can get access to now will have impacts down the line and can really either halt or help them progress. Like, this does have knock-on effects.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, David. I think, you know, we do tend to focus on immediacy. Like, if we look at a child's welfare, they need this very early in their lives in terms of having been able to communicate. And we know that to be able to communicate is access to everything else. It's access to your relationships, access to education, access to being content with your life. So, you know, and there's lots and multiple different types of speech therapies that are required. But, you know, when you have a child who needs speech therapy in order to improve their communication skills, their ability to communicate with others, their ability to learn, it needs to happen very early so that it will have long-term effects. This waiting time will have long-term effects on that child's life and on that child's ability to reach their potential. So, you know, that's a really well-made point, David. You know, these are very essential services for children.